Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And Leslie Dutton Downer is back to talk about the global reach and global roots of English all this week at this time. She's the author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. And today we're talking about financial words from the financial world, the financial capital of the world, New York, and our project to find new words from other languages, which continues online. Hey, Leslie, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian.
And we're asking listeners to propose non-English words that are needed in English. We just haven't realized it yet. So to all our listeners who know other languages, post your suggestions for words that you think could become a part of global English to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And in addition to new words, we've sparked a discussion about, it turns out, Leslie, from your appearance the other day, they, them, and their as singular gender-neutral pronouns. People saying, you know, instead of having to say his game every time using the traditional only male singular possessive or the clunky his or her, people say their. And apparently the consensus is that we don't need a new word for that, even though it's a plural word. Matthew suggests that American English adopt the British word knackered, as in, these midterm elections make me knackered. Or grammatical mistakes like someone left their coat in the hall make us knackered, so we might as well accept them. So there are two of the things, Leslie, that are coming in on our website.
Okay.
Accepting the possessive plural and adopting knackered.
Great topics.
And yesterday, you talked about some words like taxi and robot that got their start in New York City. Today we're focusing on financial words that started elsewhere but play a big part in New York's economy. Words like bank and credit card. You write about the connection of bank with bench. What's that connection?
Well, that's a really interesting one because English has the word bank as a native word. We think of a river bank or a bank of clouds, and that idea of a raised platform or a raised surface is part of the native word in English. But the financial bank was imported from the Italian, ultimately, banco or banca. Both forms were used. And it seems like that's a foreign word, but the funny thing is that Italian ultimately had gotten its notion of bank from Germanic languages related to English. So it had meant table or workbench. It's related to the concept of a bench or a raised platform as well. And what happened was money changers, after the fall of the Roman Empire, had set up their services in town squares on these benches or raised platforms, workbenches. And that notion of the place where the money was changed, the place that was called a bancus, or just a table, ultimately became the institution of the bank. And that's where English later imported the concept of a bank as an institution.
I had no idea. And credit cards first show up in science fiction, that term?
Well, credit card was first used as a phrase in a futurist kind of utopian fiction. Edward Bellamy was writing in 1887, and he set his action in the year 2000, way into the future. And he imagined a world where people had these credit cards, but they weren't plastic, obviously. They were pasteboard, and instead of having money, people took their credit cards around, and say if you went to the doctor, you would have the doctor punch out a couple of your credits on your credit card. So this was more a fantasy about a socialist world.
And credit cards in Japanese are what?
Oh, God. Credito kado? I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but it's written in eight syllables, and if you pronounce it fast enough, it can be sound a little bit shorter.
And credit itself means to put your heart behind, has religious overtones, you say.
It does. It comes in from Latin, the idea of credit as something you believe in or you put your trust in. But what's really interesting about the word credit is it comes from a phrase that goes back 7,000 years, roughly, and it meant to put the heart into, to put trust into something, and it had a sacred meaning. It meant to believe profoundly, and in a way, that's what credit is all about. It's about putting trust in something. In fact, the cred part in the word credit shares the same root as the one we hear in the word cardiac for heart. So if you have a cardiac arrest when you're looking at your credit card statement, you can see that they're connected.
All right, 20 seconds. One last one. Another financial word, check.
Check, the idea of checking a document or a note or a bill against your record to make sure that you can pay it, ultimately referring to the thing itself. But interestingly, all of these check words, the financial check, sound check, hat check, medical checkup, all of these go back to a word used in chess in English that was inherited from French and goes back to Persian for king, shah. And you say check, meaning your king is in danger.
We have to leave it. More with Leslie Dundowner tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Gail Collins, Nate Silver, and Gary Wills, all with Leonard after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.